B-Pod Studios.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
All right, we got them finally figured it out. How to call out. We had some issues with our phones and getting people on the show, but it's called the Awkward Ask here on the Main Rewind the Rim Morning Show. It's where we take a couple of people who want to talk about an uncomfortable conversation, and we're kind of the background cheerleaders that help move things along. And joining us on the show is Amanda. Welcome to the Main Rewind the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for joining us. So you got some sister drama, huh?
I do, a little bit. Well,
what's up?
See, yeah, my sister, I found out that she hooked up with my ex-boyfriend. So it's not the best news to get. I was texting him, and it sort of just came up out of the blue. He told me that he hooked up with her. And I was like, are you serious? I mean, that's like true sister code. Like, you do not do that.
Amanda, like, if you're still texting him, you are not over him. Is that fair to say?
No, of course not. Okay. I love him.
Touché. Yeah. Roy was going to come at you and be like, well, you should stop texting him. Yeah. Okay, so you still have some feelings for Kevin. He was the one that ended the relationship with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you not believe Kevin? Do you think maybe Kevin's just saying that he hooked up with your sister to spite you?
I mean, I don't want to believe it. I mean, that's not something a sister should do to another sister, you know? She knows how much I care about him, so it's just really upsetting, and I just want to find out what's truly going on.
Okay, so Nicole is talking to Ashley right now. We're going to bring Ashley on the show. She has no idea why she's coming on the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. And then when we bring her in, we're going to tell her that you have something that you want to ask her live on the radio, and you just straight out ask her, and we'll help you try and decide whether or not she's being deceitful, or we'll help you get the information out of her, whether or not she did or not, and if Kevin was lying, okay?
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
I think so.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, we're picking up on Ashley. Ashley, can you hear us? Welcome to the Main Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Ashley, we got your younger sister, Amanda, on the line. And Amanda has something she wants to ask you, and we would just like your instant reaction without thinking about it too much, okay?
okay.
Okay, go ahead, Amanda.
Did you hook up with Kevin? What? Whoa. that's ridiculous. Like, why are you...
I'm serious.
You even ask me that. Well, he just sent me a text that said that you guys hooked up, and I want to know what's happening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
What?
Ashley, if you hooked up with her boyfriend, who's now her ex-boyfriend, you should come clean to Amanda because Amanda's not over him. And we're trying to decide whether or not Kevin's being truthful or just trying to get a rise out of her by throwing you into the fire. So if you didn't do it, now is the time to say absolutely 100% Bible, I didn't do it.
If you did do it, though, this is a good opportunity to put it out there and we can, you know, heal from this. Move forward.
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, technically, I did hook up with him, but it was before you even started dating. It was, like, right at the beginning of us hanging out. It like, doesn't even count. That's even worse.
So
you know how much I cared about him.
So you're saying before they dated and then broke up, you had a fling with him before all that.
I mean, fling, like, can you even call it that? Like, it was just, like, a moment. And it was, like, right when we were all, like, becoming friends. And then, you know, there was, like, a break. And then they started dating.
I was supposed to be able to trust you again. You seriously did this? You know how much you meant to me.
Well, now, hang on. Now, hang on, Amanda, to defend Ashley. This happened before you two started. It's not like you dated, broke up, and then she went after him. According to her, her side of the story.
I had a crush on him.
Right. Her side of the story is that happened before.
Ashley, was it only one time with Kevin?
Yeah, it like wasn't even like it wasn't even all the way. It was not big of a deal.
Okay. 704 sends a text message in and says if it was more than one time, then it was more than just a fling or a hookup. So you're saying it was just one time, Ashley?
Yeah, it was like, you know, we were all like, it was one of the first times we all hung out. It wasn't even that big of a deal. We were just like a little, you know, drunky, and I just didn't even think it counts.
Why not tell Amanda?
Yeah.
I didn't have the right to know.
Because it was like, it was so nothing. Like, I didn't even,
it means something to me.
It wasn't even that good, to be honest, so.
You know, it sounds like to me your ex is just trying to start drama between all y'all for bringing up something that happened way before, you know what I mean, before your relationship with him, before you guys broke up. He's just trying to create issues.
That's true, but I also think that there's something to be said if Ashley and Amanda are as close as they say they are, that Ashley should have told Amanda right before they started dating, like, hey, just for the record, by the way, I hooked up with him and it wasn't that good.
Yeah, if he's a piece of crap, it's one thing. But if I can't even trust my own sister, like, what is it? Like,
but Amanda, we did the awkward ask. We asked Ashley, and she just came clean. So you could choose to be mad about it and hang up the phone and stomp away, or you could choose to tell her, thank you for coming clean, and we're going to move forward. You know what I mean?
Whatever. I mean, I guess thanks for telling the truth, but I'm going to find a way to get back at you.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Forever holding a grudge like I can't.
Yeah.
All right, Amanda and Ashley, thank you guys for coming on. Amanda, you wanted the awkward ask. You got it, and now you know the truth, okay?
Fine.
All right, Ashley, thank you for coming on and being honest with us.
Well, no problem, I guess.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye, you guys. Yeah. Uh-huh. Sister love.
Sister love. All right, we got to get to follow up with Josie. It's on the way with the Mandy Roy on the Ram Morning Show. Josie has been doing online dating, but she's afraid to meet the guy in person because of this reason. And we'll discuss what that is coming up at 5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.